With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Our interview with Chris Lemonis is brought to you by Starkville, Mississippi's college town. Voted best small town in the South here recently. Also brought to you by Two Brothers Smoked Meats. Wonderful bar and grill in Starkville. And we are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Want to say good morning, welcome in. We're streaming live on the Out of Bounds radio app, and you can watch the show right now on YouTube. Search Out of Bounds Sports. I was in Starkville starting Thursday through Sunday. And, well, it was a hell of a weekend for our next guest and his ball club as they swept the Auburn Tigers and their 10-8 in conference play with 12 conference games to go down the stretch. We are the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Chris Lemonis, Hale State baseball coach, joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. How do you feel this morning, Coach?
Tired, but I'm happy. So that was a long weekend, especially with the rain day and then the doubleheader, but really good weekend for our ball club.
Tell me a little, how did you feel about Tyson Harden? This guy's on a roll, and I thought what he did yesterday for your club, you're down, you tied in the seventh, you play 2 7-inning games. This guy's on fire, but his stuff was really good yesterday. What did you and Parker see?
Yeah, he's been like that for the last couple weeks. It's just, I thought, he had to come in and get the last out of game one and get their best hitter out with the bases loaded. And, man, just made some big time pitches. And I think that confidence went to game two. You never know how that guy's going to come back after he warmed up, 3 hours earlier, but he was even better in the second game. So, just a really good performance. Probably the MVP of the day for us.
I agree. Talk about Kohler's hit, how bad you needed it. We talk about Mershon and Dakota and others. But what did that mean for your club at that time?
Well, it just, you know, we've been on the other side of that a couple times in league play. So to get that hit and to put the pressure on the visiting team was huge. And, you know, I was debating on whether to bunt or hit. And, you know, Kohler's just had an okay season to this point. And I told him, I don't know if I'm going to bunt or hit. I'll wait till you get to the box. And he goes, well, Coach, I want to hit. And I said, well, good. Because I don't know 3 weeks ago if he wanted to hit. And but he's starting to feel better. He's worked a lot with Coach Gautreau and got the swing coming around. And, you know, really proud of him to get the big hit in that moment.
Chris Lemonis' club swept Auburn. They're 10-8. And they've got 12 games left. So it's all in front of them. And they've had some close games go the other way, and this weekend they sweep. It doesn't matter who you sweep in this league. It is extremely difficult. And as Chris said, that Saturday layoff, you don't ever know. Yeah, you know, what's going through your mind as a coach as you win on Friday, and I thought your team played really well on Friday. Golly, Steven, good grief. Yeah. And then, you know, it's a big weekend. People are celebrating. You always have a hell of a crowd, but you know people are really ready to get after it. What's going through your mind on not being able to play on Saturday, Chris?
Well, what killed us is we go to bed. We put the tarp on. It says it's going to rain all morning, open up in the afternoon, and it does just the opposite. You know, and I wake up, and I'm like, oh, wow, the rain is out of the morning. But it's so late, you can't move a game that fast. And so you're sitting there, and I think all day long I knew we'd be rained out. You know, if you're us, you want to play the 2 9-innings. You know, you want to play the 2 9-inning games at home, knowing that if you play on Sunday, you're going to lose 4 innings. And they have struggled on the mound, so you're just wanting to make them use more arms. But so it's a stressful day. And then you kind of know you can cancel it, but I've canceled before, and the next thing you know, at 6 o'clock, it's beautiful weather, and everybody's yelling at the coach. And so, you know, I have a hard enough time coaching. It's hard to be a weatherman too.
Sure.
You know? And so, you sit there all day long, and we just felt like we had to wait and see. And then about 4 o'clock, it just became real evident when all that lightning, you know, a ton of lightning started getting created down there in Jackson, and then it made the decision pretty easy. But it is a stressful day. It's more stressful than coaching sometimes, making those weather decisions.
Sure.
Especially when you got 15,000 people waiting to go to a game.
Yeah, they're chomping at the bit, no doubt. They're ready to fire up the grills and, you know, open cold drinks. I get it. I was there on Friday night. Speaking of, I got to ask you this about Dakota Jordan. Chris Lemonis on the Out of Bounds show. When the overthrow on third and Dakota's on first, when he hits second base, he's flying. To me, he hits another gear in between second and third. I've been watching Mississippi State baseball since the early 80s at that park, or one of them. How fast can that dude move, Coach?
Well, that's what's amazing about him. I mean, I don't know if you remember the play in the eighth, I think it was, and he beat out a double play ball. And I think he's running 3.9 down the line, which is as probably in the top 5% of the big leagues, right? And you think of Dakota as this big power hitter and everything else. And he is a true five-tool guy because we signed him as a running back a couple years ago. You know, I mean, this guy's just an elite athlete, and you don't always see it. I don't let him steal a lot of bases because I want him to hit, you know, so I take care of him that way. But he can do it all, and he flies. So, especially when he gets stretched out like you saw.
Yeah, I looked over at a buddy of mine and I said, I don't know if anybody's run the bases that fast in all the clubs at Mississippi State, but it looked like he turned on a gear when he rounded second on that overthrow. You got a heck of a performance on Friday from Steven. Did you, your transfer from Purdue, okay, because some things have happened with Dome and so on. This guy has stepped up. It's like he's getting better, Coach. Is that what you and Parker see in the last few weeks?
Yeah, it's just confidence, and it's confidence in the off-speed. That's what you're really seeing. He always was an elite strike thrower with the fastball, but it's just confidence with his off-speed right now. It's 4 pitches for strikes, and it's just he doesn't give you a lot to hit. He pitches off the edges all night long, and you know, the impressive part with him was like pitch 106, 107, 108 were the 3 hardest pitches of the night, you know. And it's just a real competitive kid.
And then let's go to Sanja yesterday. He struggled. There was maybe something, a hiccup last week against Ole Miss, but he had been throwing the pitching really well. And then yesterday he takes the baseball for your club. And like you said, you've sat out a day. You need to get rolling. How good was he, and how did y'all grade him out yesterday?
Well, from a stuff standpoint, I think it may have been his best day. You know, his average fastball was probably 96, 97 miles an hour, up to 98, maybe 99, you know. So, and he usually will show it to you a little bit, but he was pitching at it yesterday. I mean, there was a lot of 98s early and 97s, and, man, he got they were on him a little bit early. And once he settles in, you're going to have a hard time getting to him, and he settled in about the third. And he just took off from that point. So he was really good. We needed that. That helped us in the second game, too, because we didn't have to use him up or use our bullpen up.
That's right. He ate up all those innings for you. Chris Lemonis on the Out of Bounds show. He's on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. His squad swept Auburn, and they've got 12 conference games left. So I told Coach Parker a couple weeks ago, I said, so I think – my favorite players on the team are Sean Schulke. I mentioned one other. I can't remember him. But I didn't say Connor Hysack. I mean, this guy seems to be – and I know he made a base-running mistake, but, I mean, this guy's been really, really good for you. I feel like he's getting even better, and he's hitting after your two kind of super studs. What are you seeing from him and his approach at the plate?
You know, he's just getting better every day. I mean, he's kind of one of those kids that's kind of like Steven. He's just gotten a lot of confidence lately, and he can do a lot of things for you. He's a great runner, great defender, and what a great job he did on that last at-bat of taking the sliders. You know, got you two sliders right off the edge of the plate. He takes them. He gets ahead in the count, and, man, just stays on a really good pitch. And he's had some big hits. I mean, he had the big hit in the seventh to tie the game to get the seventh going, you know, and off their closer and get the momentum going. He's been pretty clutch for us, especially in SEC play.
Right.
He's actually played better in SEC play than he has in out of conference, which has been fun to watch.
That guy's really, really talented. You know, with Mershon, when did you realize he could be a special player? I thought he made some plays that were not routine yesterday look routine at shortstop.
He made a routine one look real hard, too, I think, on a really hard ball. He's so aggressive and trusts his hands so much, he scares me sometimes. But he is a really good player, and he is just a true ball player, like a little bit of the throwback, right? And he can really run. You know, he can run and run at a high level, and you get so much range and consistency out of him right now. He's been a real bright spot because, you know, especially with Dylan – going out, he's really stepped up and played the game at a high level.
Okay, well, let's go to Bryce Chance. This is kind of a quiet guy. He may not be in the dugout around you, but you've got a lot of star power on your team. But he seems to always show up and find a way to get on base. Do you think he's scratched the surface yet on what he can do?
I think he has. I mean, he had a real slow start. So same thing with like Hysack. He's played better in SEC play. Like, you know, Hysack and Bryce are probably two of our better players in the league. And we thought a lot of him coming in. We knew he was one of our better hitters. He's always been. Then got out to a slow start, but he's kind of gotten back in there. And he's playing at a high level too, man. There were some big hits from him all weekend long. And he's one of the reasons we've played well in the league.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, you look at Chance and Hysack. I mean, that's ridiculous what they've been able to do. Now, all right, your two bombers, they can win you a game in one swing. How do you balance and what do you tell them or don't tell them as far as Dakota and Hines, as far as strikeouts, Chris, and what's going on there?
I know they're both a little frustrated when they strike out. I know DJ was yesterday. I don't say it. You know, Goat runs the hitting stat. I don't like to have too many voices with it. But you know, the strikeouts are, you know, they've been frustrated with them. I don't think they've been as bad lately, but there are some here and there. And you get that a little bit with your home run guys, but, you know, I don't harp on it. You know, I think it would, the more you harp on it in our game, it's in their head even more. So you want them to be fresh each time they go up there, but we work on it daily. I mean, we really do work on it daily. We're actually one of the better teams year after year, you know, with the strikeout, you know, and having more, you know, one of our goals offensively is to have more walks and HVPs than strikeouts. And we're close to that right now. We're probably in the negative by about 15 or 20, but you've got some teams that'll be in the negative by 200, you know? And so
right.
we do a pretty good job of averaging out, you know, that's where Amani, that's where Mershon, some of those guys, you know, they flip the script there and it'll get you a lot of, you know, a lot of freebies.
Yeah, what Amani and Mershon do at the plate's impressive, especially in this league as far as getting on base. Chris Lemonis on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. He joins us on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line. You mentioned Dylan Cup. We just received a few text messages from our listeners. How's he doing? Where is he health-wise, Coach?
He's good. He's finally back, I guess, in terms of health. Now you got to get him ready to play again, right, since he's been out a month or 5 weeks, you know, so – but he battled that through that knee stuff, was just nagging with him. So he played a little bit on Tuesday. I'd like to be able to get him out there a little bit more this week, you know, but he is he's doing well.
Okay.
He's back at least.
Who
was on the roster this weekend? So I haven't had him on the roster in a couple weeks, you know, about 4 weeks. So
who do you need to get going? We'll go lineup first, then the mound. Who do you need to get going in the lineup?
I need to get him Monty and Hunter going, you know, they're just, and they're not, it's not awful, but it's just, I know how high level players these guys are. And they know how high level players, that's what I'm fighting right now is they're a little bit frustrated and you know, they know they could have played a little bit better, but the reality is it doesn't matter. You know, if we get Amani, Hines and Kohler playing just to their level, they don't have to be great. Man, that gives us a real depth of our lineup. You know, I think it gives us a real chance to be special and do some damage in the postseason.
So you lose a very talented player in Ross Highfield, and then Long has been, I think, fantastic for you, both in the clubhouse and on the field. And then you throw in Joe Powell to give him some rest in the third game yesterday. And I may have missed it, but I thought he was fantastic defensively behind the plate. Auburn had some balls that they lost. And y'all really took advantage. You referenced earlier the speed that you have on this club all the way through the weekend. Talk about what Joe Powell did to rest Long and also playing well and working with your pitchers behind the plate yesterday.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, well, both those guys have been a blessing for us, like you said, because, you know, the Ross injury, I mean, we're thinking we have one of the better catchers and the offensive players. Ross is a real offensive weapon because he flies, but he also hits for power. So you lose him, and these two guys have stepped up. Johnny Long probably is the alpha in our clubhouse. I mean, he's got the edge to him, probably too much at times maybe, but loves, you know, probably one of our leaders, and he's only been here about 9 months. And then Joe Powell's been a big pickup too. I mean, Joe's played really well, probably a little better thrower. I thought Joe caught great yesterday, and we can't catch Johnny every inning and back ends of doubleheaders. And I mean, we need to be able to use them both. And I thought Joe Powell did a great job.
Good Lord. He did, especially with the back and forth of that game 3. Let's see. We've got some listeners that want to know about what Coach, what can you tell us about Ethan Pulliam, the freshman that was inserted into the lineup? I don't know if I said that right.
No, you got it. You got him. He's a great punter, and he's a really good baseball player too. He probably should have been out there a little bit more. We've had one of those years where we haven't broken up a lot of games, so our freshmen probably haven't played as much. But his, like Coach, our assistant coaches say, his eyes work really well. He sees the baseball. He doesn't chase. And, we just felt like we needed a change a little bit there. And he had some big hit bats on the weekend. He actually hit really good in the fall and our spring training. Probably deserved a little bit more time, and now he's getting it, and he's taking advantage of it.
Looks like he's got a sweet swing.
Yeah, he does. He's a little more offensively advanced than defensively. So he'll be fine defensively, but he I don't know how much second base he's played in his life. So he's still learning the position every day, but he's a tough kid. He's not scared, and that's what you get a little bit, when you run young kids out there. They're a little bit excited. They're a little bit nervous. They try to do a little too much. And Ethan hasn't shown a lot of that. He's been in the moment most of the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, look, we appreciate your time this morning. I know it's a marathon, not a sprint, and there's a long way to go, but congratulations on the weekend.
Thanks, Bo. Appreciate it, man.
All right, take care.
Y'all have a great day.
Chris Lemonis on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, and they swept Auburn over the week. Game 3 was wild. Of course, game 2, you had to go get it too, but game 3 was wild for Mississippi State. Tyson Harden with an unbelievable performance in extra innings for Lemonis and Parker and the squad. And we'll see. They're 10-8, Jackson. They're where they want to be. You can always have more wins, but it's hard to win in this league. Got 12 games left. So you go to Vandy. Then you host Bama. That's Cinco de Mayo weekend. And then you go on the road to Arkansas. Good Lord. I don't know what Lemonis did to the SEC office, but he's been on about a 3-year stretch where he's gotten Florida, Vandy, Arkansas, and then you host Missouri to wrap up the year. So you go 2-2, 2 on the road, but it's staggered.
Right.
And 2 at home. Mississippi State fans have been, they're always wanting to win, right? Chomping at the bit. So you got a chance. You go up to Vanderbilt and win a game. You're talking about Duty Noble being off the chains in 2 weeks. Partying, you're hosting Bama. You're at 11. I mean, they want to win more than that, but you could be at 11 conference wins with 9 to go. Now people are saying they need to win 15 instead of 14. I don't know, but they're still going to get to go to Hoover. And they could always pick up a game, there. Don't forget that last series of the year is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So that, because Hoover starts whenever it starts, I guess on Wednesday. Surely it doesn't start on Tuesday, but I've lost track. Anyway, like I said, I'm not going to go, but I'll watch it on TV. And, as True Maroon said, it's hot as Hades over there for some reason. It's like down in a ball. I don't know. It's even hotter than hot. And it's not even the hottest time of year in July and August, being right around Memorial Day, give or take, as far as SEC baseball. It's fun when your team goes over there and win. I've been over there, when that happened, but, the last time I stayed Wednesday through Sunday was 2001. It's kind of like being out in Omaha for 6 nights. It gets weird. And but I know the people like to load up the RVs, roll, cook, drink that cold beer, and enjoy some great baseball.
Your first game
is on like Sunday?
Oh, it's Tuesday.
Wow.
This year is the 21st through the 26th of May. And the 21st is a smooth Sunday.
Well, so it doesn't start then.
They'll get there.
But they'll get, okay. So they'll start, you're telling me, on Tuesday?
Tuesdays.
All right. That's like that's a elimination game, and then you get into the double elimination. And
right.
So if you're Mississippi State and you got to get one more, you want to go over there and get one more. We're getting ahead of ourselves. And then you want to get out of there because you want to go rest for the regional. Remember the year they won the national championship, they 2-in barbecue, and people were freaking out. And they got to rest some, and then they went and won a regional and beat Notre Dame and then beat 3 of the biggest names in college baseball, Texas, Virginia, and Vanderbilt, to win the national championship. Some years you don't have to pull that. They pulled the dog. I mean, Texas, the most accomplished college baseball program of all time. And I know what Dedeaux or whatever his name did at Southern Cal, but I think when you look at Texas start to finish, it's unbelievable. And then Vanderbilt was the premier program at that time. Lamona sounds like he's in a pretty good spot.
Yeah.
Horse from yelling at players and umpires. That strike zone in game three, that looked like, you know, like 12 or 13 year old, 11, 12, you know, because you do want a bigger strike zone. You do want to, you know, count the black plus a baseball so that you're not there all day at 10 year old, 11 year old baseball. But man, that guy, I couldn't figure out what was going on.
What does that mean?
For both teams.
Okay.
For both teams. You know, I know, I'm sure both teams thought the calls were going against them.
Naturally.
But, man, oh man, but the dogs prevail. So, people are asking what Ole Miss is going to do with Bianco. You get the sense that they're going to let him play it. Keith Carter is playing with house money. Why? Lane Kiffin. Even with the blowback, even with the, if he decides to, if Bianco doesn't have some kind of miraculous turnaround, even with the blowback, Keith's got, I mean, I told him this. He's got the best job security of anybody in the state of Mississippi in collegiate athletics. Because when you're winning in football, it's all good. And Lane Kiffin's winning. And Keith Carter made that hire.
That article I sent you. The 25 things you learn from being in Mississippi.
Right.
When the sports teams are winning, the state is winning.
Yeah. No doubt about it. So, as frustrated as Ole Miss fans are, and they should be, I just lean toward them allowing Bianco to ride it out, unless he retires. But he's going to retire. It's got to be some compensation on the back end, because he's going to sit there and say, but look what I've done since 2001. And I get it.
Here comes the apathy.
But, yeah, that's already here. Yeah. So we are the Out of Bounds Show. We're driven by your next Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer, Mack Hike Ford, I-55 North in Jackson, the Ford Expedition, Ford Explorer at Mack Hike Ford in Jackson.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.